This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
We are joining the Dua Lipa queue. Right, I've joined. It's 8 minutes past 10. I've just joined. I'm 11,000th in the queue.
Okay, that's a fair.
Low enough.
That's low enough. Like, if you think of Oasis, you were like 80,000.
I was 147,000.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, for Oasis.
For Oasis, yeah.
That's
I'm
mad.
I'm 4,200 and I joined the queue at about 5 to 10.
Tickets for this event are priced from $49.90.
I'm 11,000.
Just to say, on the Oasis one, when I was 147,000 in the queue, I did get through. Now, I didn't want the tickets. They were crazy expensive. But I imagine anyone 11,000 this morning will be fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, if I'm 10,000 now. Like, I'm flying through this.
Do you
yeah.
want any Dua Lipa tickets while I'm here?
I'm grand.
I already got them.
Ash, you said you got yours and they were how much? 120?
I got them. Yeah, so my
friend. These things are going for 50 quid.
I know. I wonder, did we get surged? You know, the surge price? I don't know.
I also think that artists price standing tickets a lot more than they should.
Do they?
Yes, because I think they know people want to stand.
But I don't.
I'd much prefer to sit.
I've never been one of those.
For Dua Lipa, we wanted to stand.
You could end up near where like the crappy seats are while standing, and those seats would be like 50 quid.
Yeah. It stands anyway, though.
I did.
Yeah, my friend booked them and 120 each.
I'm not a huge standing fan because I like all the jostling. And
that would just make me nervous. I sit at the back. I stand at the back if I'm standing.
But I didn't. Like, what I thought I would really hate it for Taylor Swift because that show was like 3 hours long as well. But I actually didn't mind it because everyone was really nice.
When the gig is on, it's grand. It's the waiting. Like, if you're like going to Taylor and you're trying to get a good spot, it's the wait and you're
I know what
it's
it
so sore.
Dave.
What?
Anxious people like sitting.
Yeah.
Not anxious people like standing.
See, that's the thing.
That actually, I'd be really nervous going to the Aviva and standing.
Well,
I need to know that this is my place. And I'm not encroaching on anyone.
100%.
And if everyone else is standing, I can stand up behind me and everyone else.
Yes, I'm the exact same.
I would be actually riddled. Like, if I was going to a big Crow Park gig and had to stand. It would freak me out.
It would freak me.
What if I'm in someone's way? What if someone pushes past? All the pushing and shoving. Ugh.
I went to Sigrid.
It's not that bad.
I went to Sigrid
people
in the Three
really
Arena. And I love Sigrid. Like, Sigrid's like at the time was one of my favourite artists. And I only had standing tickets. And I was trying desperately to swap them for seating tickets. And I couldn't. And I was just like, I'm just going to stand at the back and just by the wall.
The Sigrid crowd wouldn't be too rowdy.
No, it wouldn't be, but I couldn't like push, I didn't want to push up.
Yeah. Mm. I did that for Olivia Rodrigo as well when she was in the arena in May. I was right at the back of the
standing
section.
You were delighted, all the kids.
Yeah, but it was, that's making me sound really
I know, but we did slag you
Because he was so tall that you could see over them all.
He was like, the best thing is going to a concert with loads of kids.
Explain why he said that, Ash.
He will.
Because they were really small, so you could just see how there was no tall fella in the way.
Funny though.
Love throwing people under the bus, you.
Yeah. I'm currently now 2,000 in the queue.
Wow. I'm 9,000, yeah.
So am I.
And you know what's a good thing as well? You know, if your other half or your friend or whatever, if one of them is a stander that goes for a standing ticket, Emer like would be, I need a seat because she's an anxious person.
Yeah, see, I need a seat.
Others, like, say, for example, my friend Avian would be like, oh, we have to stand and boogie. I'd be like, no, we don't.
That. Although, to be fair, like, I did go to S Club 7 with Ben like last year, I think, and I had a ball and I was standing for that and it was some crack.
I think when you really want to dance.
Yeah, nice. But like, there was a lot more open space in the area. You know what I mean?
Have a lovely weekend. If you are in that queue for Dua Lipa tickets, best of luck and we'll catch you back here Monday.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Showtime. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Woo! This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
It's the weekend.
Would you look at that. Hello, Friday. Good to see you again.
Here we are again.
It's actually a good Friday buzz this morning. Since I woke up, I was just like, do you know what? It's going to be a good weekend. Loads going on. Good crack.
Yeah, I can't wait, honestly. Do you know, I was in like a fast food restaurant yesterday and I was just like chilling out.
Shocker.
And I was eating my very unhealthy meal and I finished
before
it.
Before or after the gym?
This was before the gym, which was a really bad idea because it made the gym really, really tough. But it made it even tougher because I got my food, right? And I was eating it and I was happy. It was people watching by the window and things like that. And then I kind of remember finishing my food and be like, oh my God, I'm stuffed. I ordered too much food.
Okay.
Anyway, this guy comes over to the table in the uniform of the fast food restaurant and he's like, hey, do you want to fill out a survey? And I was like, sure. thought would help them.
I'm in a bit of a food coma.
Yeah.
I can't do much else right now.
Not do a lot else, yeah.
Like, you want me to be on my phone? No problem. So he's just like, yeah, can you just fill out this form? He was like, actually, I'll do it. Just give me your phone. And I was like, okay. And I felt like Ash, because Ash was kind of worried that she was being scammed a couple of weeks ago when she gave her details to some charity that she didn't recognise. Mm. And she was like, maybe, I hope it is a charity. So this guy comes up to my phone. To be fair, he is in like the uniform of the fast food chain. And he comes up, he's like, I'll fill out the survey and you can get a free hamburger. And I just heard the word free being stuffed. And I was like, okay. So he takes my phone. He stands there. I just sit there in my seat, people watching, as this man stands with my phone.
And answers the question.
And answers the question.
I was about to say, did he ask you for your answers?
No,
or did he just go,
not
that
once.
Is hilarious.
Gave himself a glowing review and
five
he got a free
star.
He gave himself a glowing review, I'd say.
Stunning.
And then it was like, he just went, cool, thanks. Gave me the phone and headed off. And I was like, oh, maybe like, maybe I get emailed a hamburger or something. And then 10 minutes later, I'm still there because I'm in a food coma. I'm stuffed, but it's starting to get a little bit better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
more room.
He comes back. Here you go. Drops a hamburger and dips. And I'm like, bye. Thank you.
I would love if that survey was just like research for his college course. And he's just giving out free burgers.
Yeah. He's actually got a thesis to do.
Yeah, survey monkey.
He needs random names.
Andre, stop giving out free burgers. Hit music
now. It's Spin 103.8. Good morning. Morning.
There's two things that I love in this world. Politics and free stuff.
Okay.
First one I'm intrigued by.
And I just find it interesting that I found a story that these that has combined my two loves.
Oh, wonderful.
Politics and free stuff. I don't actually like politics that much. I enjoy American politics and stuff like that a lot. But UK politics really interests me when it's like coming up to an election or when a prime minister is stepping down and things like that. I always find it interesting. But Sky News has basically come out with an interesting fact the other day. It said that it's been doing some digging and it's found out that the new prime minister, Keir Starmer, head of the Labour Party, has declared more gifts and freebies than any other MP.
Stop.
Yes, with his total in gifts and benefits and hospitality over £100,000.
Already?
Wow. Since December 2019.
Oh, since December 2019.
So since he was MP.
Now, I know that it's like, oh, since 2019, all right, fine. But since 2019, the second person on the list is Lucy Powell, right? She received £40,000 worth.
Okay, he's so over 100.
He's over 100. He's over like, he's actually over like nearly 40 grand more or something. Or no, it's like 70 grand more.
Wow. I don't know what Lucy's doing.
Yeah, I don't know what she's at.
Fair play.
She's doing her best. But, like, anyway,
she's not doing enough.
She's doing very well.
Sculpted by Amy Package here and there, maybe.
Yeah. But he's at over 100,000, mainly due to a very rich supporter, Lord Ali, who's just a very big Labour supporter, basically. Wow. Government officials are apparently worried that the new Prime Minister is too willing to accept free football match tickets, which I find really interesting. So basically, right, he's received over £12,000 worth of free stuff from the Premier League, which is interesting because they are currently lobbying against having a football regulator. So it's very much like, do you know what I mean? Which basically means that if a regulator came in, it would mean that, I presume, the Premier League could only earn as much money as they took in.
Okay.
As opposed to just being bought and given loads of money. Do you
know
what I mean?
Yeah, it would do something bad.
So it's kind of not looking great, you know what I mean, in terms of he's taking freebies from the Premier League.
Yeah, they've vested interest in
exactly,
whatever,
yeah. So ministers are usually advised taking against hospitality from any organisation connected to any ongoing government regulatory decision. Because it might, you know, sway their decision.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah, so he was asked about it. He said, I've had season tickets at Arsenal for a long time now, up in the stands, where I've gotten with my boy and my friends for year after year after year, and that's going to continue. He said, the important thing in all of this is that we follow the rules, which is really important to me, and to make the declaration so that everything is transparent. So everything he gets for free, he will say. But he's going to continue
going. He's on Instagram going hashtag collab? Like.
No, see, this is what I find really interesting. He said that now I'm the Prime Minister, the security advice is that I can't go to the stands, right? So he said that if he did sit in the stands, he'd need more security, which is more tax money.
More tickets.
More tickets, I suppose. But also, God, wouldn't you love that gig if you're the security? Yeah. Gareth Firm, you're like going to the matches. It'd be deadly. But he said it would cost the taxpayer more if he went and sat in the stands like all the normal fans, sure, yeah, because they'd have loads of security.
It'd cost him less if he didn't go at all.
but to be fair, I don't think that's fair. Like, I think he should be able to go and obviously he's the Prime Minister, head of the country and stuff, but he should still be able to watch football matches and stuff like that. But which is kind of gas the thing, like our old Taoiseach just being the George all the time, like
constantly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know, yeah, partying away and stuff. You always see him and he's like, there he is. Isn't that gas?
Like, how many of these lads around him are security?
Yeah, you kind of have a look around, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
So other free gifts apparently include free suits to the price of over £16,000 and over £5,000 worth of clothing to his wife Victoria Starmer. I'd say she's buzzing.
I would say she's thrilled.
He has been nicknamed by opponents as Sir Freebie or Free Gear Keir.
Brilliant. Free Gear. Excellent. I can just imagine if he is on Instagram. Hashtag
lab.
Hashtag gifted.
I love
hashtag
it.
Gifted. So fun.
This is Bless and Cameron Watson. It's Kisses. You're on Spin, your number one hit music station. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning. It's Flo and Cardboard Box here at Spin, the home of life's changing cash. We're hoping today to pay out €150,000 on Spin's cash machine. Those details in 10 minutes or so.
This is Spin 103.8 on air. Dublin's next radio star.
Come and get it if you got it.
We are still looking for someone to be able to cover us when we want to go on holidays.
But we're getting ever closer.
Earlier on this year, we were telling you we were on the lookout for Dublin's next radio star. We had applications open across the month of July. We held live tryouts in Dundrum, which was unbelievable. And we are excited to reveal the final six to you this week. We've already revealed, four.
Yeah.
And we have two more to go, which is really exciting.
This is a great little job, this, isn't it? Just being able to ring people, making their day.
I feel like an interviewer.
So far, people have been so happy.
Does that make sense? Do you know when someone, like, say, I got calls before, like when I was a teenager, being like, hi, it's Dunn Stores, you've got the job. And I was like, ma'am, I can't wait.
I feel like it's our you're through to judges' houses.
Yes,
no, there's a lot of power associated with this.
That's exactly what it is.
We have been introducing you across the week to some of the new voices that are going to pop up on Spin. Each one will get their own Sunday night show on Spin for a month. We're going to give them loads of training and mentorship as well, just so they'll be really good.
Yeah,
of course. Okay, so another call to make this morning. Will we get the same love we have all week?
Hopefully.
A bit early.
Hello.
Good morning, Nicola. How are you? It's Emma, David and Aisling here at Spin.
How are you, Nicola?
Hi, Nicola.
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
What's going on?
Nicola, you are chirpy.
Nicola has a lovely voice.
She does have a lovely voice, actually.
What do you do for work, Nicola?
I work retail and I'm freelance in sound and social media.
Oh, very cool. Are you allowed to name the company or the kind of industry?
Oh, like, I can't really, guys. I'm working on some projects at the moment.
I like a top secret.
I feel like retail's a bit of a waste of Nicola's lovely voice, isn't
it? Yeah, I would think so as well.
Something a bit more like radio or
like
something.
A bit more public, like get her voice out there a bit more. I hope you do the intercom in whatever retail shop you work in, do you?
No, but I think I talk to the customers really well.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, very good.
Well, you talked to us really well as well, Nicola. Great news. You did enter to be Spin's next radio star. We can tell you that you're in the final six, and Ash has some even better news for you.
Yeah, final six means you get your own show every Sunday for a whole month across Spin, Nicola, with training and mentorships. You're going to sound unreal, and we're going to help you every step of the way.
Oh my God, I really don't know what to say. That's amazing.
Ah. Nicola, can I ask, why did you apply for this?
I had done a little bit of work in radio before, but I was just doing the desk and wasn't doing much presenting, but I wanted to give it a proper go, so I love that. I had applied.
Well, look at that, you're a presenter now, Nicola, congrats.
Oh my God, that's so exciting.
You can add it to your Instagram bio, you're a presenter.
Exactly. Your job list has just got a hell of a lot longer, you're already doing loads.
Thank you so much,
we
guys.
Can't wait to meet you, Nicola.
Oh, can't wait to meet you too.
Well done.
Good luck, have a great day, Nicola.
Cheers.
Bye.
That was cute. I enjoyed that.
That's five out of six. It's Friday. We can't leave this someone hanging for the whole weekend.
Let's do a Davina call on it. Shall we get another one?
Or should we get another one? We will make that final call before 9 o'clock this morning. Be mean to leave someone hanging for the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Not very nice. Here's Gracie Abrams at Spin now.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Gracie Abrams and I Love You, I'm Sorry on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Guys, I felt like I was going to get in trouble with the po-po yesterday.
I thought you meant the Pope. What did you do?
Do you know what? I will be getting in trouble with the Pope as well for
go on.
When you hear. So, there's this new thing. I guess it's not that new, but it's the first time I fully availed of it, where you can get free contraception up to the age of 31.
Yes. Emma, you're pushing on.
Is it 31?
31 now. Leave
That's actually alone. Really yeah. cool, to be fair. Yeah.
So it was that you just kind of could get your pills for free or whatever from the pharmacy, but now you can actually go and do your whole consultation for free. So I booked my doctor's appointment and it cost me €0.
No way.
And I came in, she was like, what are you in for? And I was like, oh, I'm just getting my pill. And then like at the end she was like, anything else? I was like, mate, I'm not paying for this. Yeah. But I asked her a few other questions. Happy days.
Yeah, of course.
And I got like a free consultation.
Go in with a list, why not?
Yeah, walked out without paying, then walked into Boots, asked for my 6 months prescription, which used to cost me like,
and it's now €0.
Yeah, pretty much like 50 quid, and then walked out without paying.
Oh my god,
I was like, this is incredible.
Yeah, that's insane.
It really was great.
It's a lovely feeling. Yeah, it happened when I go to pick up mine as well, and they just hand you the full 6 months, no coming back, being like, and that's all, just totally,
and that's all
free
for you.
It doesn't happen often, but when you think of Ireland, you're going to go, oh yeah, we've a lot of issues. But it doesn't happen often where you go, do you know what, fair play to us, aren't we great?
Fair play, Gov.
Yeah, well done.
They should
well
put
done.
That in
Simon,
now.
Brilliant job.
Who can I vote now for that, for doing that?
I will
well
say
done.
Though, they probably should be doing it with the condoms as well.
Yeah, oh yeah.
They do that in college, to be fair though, don't they?
That's just them handing them out for like promotional. I remember Dramsock used to have
really
condoms, yeah, in college.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Everyone was like, don't use the Dramsock ones.
we get Fine Gael condoms.
They're so dodgy.
Your baby won't stop singing. Yeah. Have you ever heard of the National Toy Hall of Fame?
No.
I hadn't no.
until this morning either. It's a pretty big deal.
National as in like Irish?
I think American.
Right, okay.
I think it was established in 1998, and the whole idea is it kind of recognises toys that have inspired creative play, enjoyed popularity over a sustained period. So every year they induct new toys, right?
There must be loads of Halls of Fame that we don't know about.
Yeah. Actually, that's another deep dive I'd like to do another time. But when they do a new batch every year, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a toy that was released in the last year.
Okay.
Oh, they just decide then and there what goes into the Hall of Fame.
And then it goes to a public vote.
Okay. Very cool. Okay.
So obviously, adults, kids, everyone can have their say, and someone who might have played with a certain toy back in the 90s or a kid might not have a clue what that toy is.
You so like a toy could come out this year and get added into it, or a toy could have come out in the 90s and just be added into it this year.
Exactly that.
Interesting.
Yeah, based on popularity. So there's a panel of expert judges and the public will vote on this and they'll be inducted in November. Do you want a vibe of what's going in there
I'd
this year?
I'd love to know.
Some of these I actually don't recognise because they're a little bit older. Have you ever heard of Apples to Apples?
No.
I think the idea I read about Apples to Apples this morning, it's a kind of a card game, and say I have one card, Dave, and you have another, and we try to find something in our card that makes the start and the end of the sentence work funny.
Okay.
Kind of reminds me of a much more PG version maybe of Cards of Humanity.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I get you, yeah.
Another one called Choose Your Own Adventure Game Book, Hess Toy Truck. My Little Pony is in the figurines are getting in there this year.
Oh, that's right? Fair that's, enough.
They're only getting in this
just
year.
This year.
Well, they've been grinding.
I felt like they were grinding for ages. They got really, really popular around like maybe 2012, 2013, and then they've just dropped
off.
You know
what?
Again.
They're in again, and I know this because of my niece Florence. There's a huge Netflix show for kids, My Little Pony, these days.
Ah.
So she was begging for figurines at some point recently.
That's mad.
Pokemon trading cards.
Yes. Oh. I was wondering, were these going to be on the list? Surely. Yeah.
They're only going in this year. They were banned outright from my secondary school because it was causing absolute war.
Yeah, we had the same for Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I can't believe they're only getting added this year.
How? But it's like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where like Dolly Parton only got in last year.
So
no, it's like they have to have legacy.
Yeah.
You have to like stand the test of time.
Sorry, Pokemon cards and Dolly Parton have had legacy for years.
No, but now it's like...
Sentence I never thought I'd say.
They're still good, like.
Yeah, they are still good, but they were good 10 years ago too.
Well, if you think that's legacy... The hobby horse is only getting in.
What's
there
the
now.
Hobby?
Oh, you
no.
would lie with that.
Well, you know the little horse head and a stick.
No, stop.
That's mad.
Only going in there this year is the trampoline.
No, what the
no
hell?
Way.
A literal trampoline.
What does a toy have to do to get in this?
I know. You can do endless.
I don't
fun
know if
things.
A trampoline's a toy.
It is. It's something you play with as a kid, no?
Yeah, I suppose.
Transformers.
Class.
They just get in.
Just in the 12 that are up for voting. And this one really is a head scratcher. In there this year for a potential Hall of Fame status is/are balloons.
balloons.
You're joking.
Balloons.
Yeah. Balloons.
Isn't that so frustrating? That's a decoration, mate.
Oh my God.
That's so weird.
That is so strange.
Next really is going to be like marbles or something.
Yeah, no, that's kind of all I got for you in terms of that side of things. But I'm like, there's so much more they missed out on there. I have some ideas. There's an absolute classic, in my opinion, they've missed. So have a think and we can maybe put a bit of a pitch or get our suggestions of what should be.
If balloons aren't in the Hall of Fame, I'm like, God, nothing must be in the Hall.
Nothing sacred.
This must be a very brand new hall.
Yeah. One of the guys who organises this, his name is something Bench. He said, I can't help but wonder whether this year's seventh trip to the finalists will prove to be lucky for My Little Pony. That's a lot of times to be sort of a bridesmaid, never the bride.
Interesting.
Well, My Little Pony's been nominated
seven times and hasn't made the
cut.
It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
What else can we get in there? We were just chatting about the National Toy Hall of Fame, something we didn't know existed. And different toys every year get inducted into the Hall of Fame. So far, toys that are actually in, okay, so not even in the running this year, toys that are in there.
Actually in the hall.
The ball.
The ball.
A ball.
What in God's name?
I mean, yeah, fair, like, the ball but deserves also, like, to be in.
What? That's a shape.
A bike.
I was wondering with a bike in it, because if they just added balloons, is it only things with B?
No, I think there's an Crayola crayons.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
Mr. Potato Head made the cut.
Ah, very good. I was wondering.
Fair. Only because of Toy Story, though. Played with that?
I did. You could pull it. You could shove her.
I love Mr. Potato Head.
Lips onto him and laugh for ages.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Barbie and baseball cards. They're in there already. Okay, but I think they missed some tricks this year.
Mainly bees. I'm just saying.
As Dave mentioned, balloons are in the running this year, which is a bit of a head scratcher. Alongside My Little Pony, Pokemon trading cards, Hobby Horse Trampoline, Transformers, etc. They've missed such an obvious one. And when they said balloons, I was like, well, if you're going to go there, then I'm going to go here. I'm talking empty toilet / kitchen roll tubes.
Oh, as a toy.
As a toy.
Oh my God.
Honest to God, I got so much out of those bad boys.
I'd actually be completely agree with you.
When I went to the loo and I was like, oh, another hour or two in this house and that's another one for me.
Were you okay growing up?
I was fine. They were artistic canvases. They were telescopes. They were binoculars. They were something to drum on. They were the basis of any homemade Christmas cracker.
Something to drum with.
Something to drum with, yeah. Or drum on with a pen.
Yeah.
Then you could stick them all together and build something really long, and for some reason that was fun.
Well, fair enough.
I think that they deserve to be in there, in the mix. Absolutely.
Your parents made you move to Waterford and just bought you toilet rolls.
I know.
Play with that.
Emma's
watching what a toy tough show, life. Like,
I know.
Crying.
I know.
I'm sorry for every bit of grief I've ever given you. You've had a tough life, man.
Oh, stop.
What would I put in the Hall of Toy Fame? I was thinking Yu-Gi-Oh cards, obviously, because you just put Pokemon cards in. Yu-Gi-Oh cards with the full-on dueling deck. You know, that used to go on your wrist.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
Like, that was absolute for people who would never. Ever like been with a girl ever, and so I had three of them. Action Man and the parachute. Do you remember you used to have a parachute connected?
Oh yeah, that was cool.
And you could throw them off if you had like a high house or whatever.
Did that work? No, never.
The pogo stick I thought would be good.
That's a good one.
I don't know why that's not in there already. And then the one thing I really want in, and I think they've completely forgotten about it, but it should be in, tech decks.
Don't know them now.
Don't know what that is.
Tech decks are. Do you have any clue?
No.
I don't think so.
Tech
deck. A deck of tech things?
No, a tech deck was a skateboard that was about the size of two fingers. And you'd use it with your fingers. So you'd go down like ramps, like little small ramps that you'd make. It would come with the set. And you go around and you could like kickflip and do all these things.
It was a tiny skateboard.
A tiny skateboard that you go over ramps with and grind on and do all that kind of stuff. It was class.
That's funny.
Not for everyone, obviously. That fell flat on its face.
Where did you get that? The gadget shop?
You'd get in Smith's.
Okay.
Yeah, and they used to sell like half pipes.
Would you not just go and actually skateboard?
No, I couldn't do that, so I had to do it with my fingers. I'm really good at my fingers.
I've just gone so generic, but guys, the Tamagotchi, why are we all sitting on the Tamagotchi?
Oh, the three-buttoned...
How could
character.
You do so much with just three buttons?
It was incredible. Fantastic.
I think it was a great tool for preparing children for adulthood.
Yeah, and
parenthood. You had babies.
But also the responsibility of looking after yourself. I need to be fed now. My Tamagotchi's hungry. Maybe I'm hungry too.
Cleaning poos. Didn't they do little poos?
Yeah,
another thing that coping with death. Remember when you'd come home from school and the little egg with the wings would be there?
Oh, God.
Devastation.
That was your first...
But then a new Tamagotchi was born. And it was all good.
Oh, that's so funny. I love it. Chad says, I'm from South Africa and we love tech decks. You're not alone, Dave. Thank you, Chad.
Aww. Very good. There you go.
My guy.
Jade and Angel of My Dreams on Spin, your number one hit music station. We were just chatting about toys that are up for being inducted to the Toy Hall of Fame this year, and we felt there were some obvious ones that they didn't include.
Yeah, like Action Man or the Pogo Stick.
Yeah, Tamagotchi, justice for the Tamagotchi.
Yeah. And also justice for the empty toilet paper rolls, those little cardboard things. You could do a lot of creative stuff with them. They were great little cylinder.
Well, Zach was on and he's just given us two that we completely forgot.
Oh,
one
on.
I'd imagine is already has to be in. If it's not in, it's bizarre. Furbies.
They weren't. No.
That Furbies meant.
Yeah, I was thinking Furbies.
They were such a massive thing.
So iconic.
The
and
other thing.
Another toy that was banned from my school. Everything was banned, all the fun stuff.
Oh, yeah, to be fair,
where did you go? Mount Joy Primary School.
And then the other one that Zach said that I completely forgot about, Beyblades.
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 Yeah. Oh my God.
What are they?
What?
It's
Beyblades.
Like spinning things. You used to duel them. So you used to have like this kind of spinning top and you'd have a little zip and you'd take the zip out really,
yes!
really quick.
And they'd spin. And it'd have like a little arena.
Yeah, a little arena.
Spin around.
Oh,
probably,
my God.
We probably
and
called them something different
off
in the
each
country.
Other.
Friendships were ended when Beyblades came out. Ended.
I need to look them up.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat's Freebie Friday. You can get freebies from your favourite places every Friday.
You know what's so annoying? When you're at that age, you're like, oh my God, I can't wait till I'm older and I can buy my own toys. And then you're like, oh, it's not fun anymore. And I'm like, why is it not fun anymore? Why is it not fun?
I know. I just thought of another one, Scalectrics. I'm going to go to Smith's and get a Scalectrics.
Coming up on 8, what's the crack out there, Bella?
Hiya, there's a crash.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello to you listening.
Good morning.
It is Friday.
Thank God for
if
that.
If you are stuck in that traffic already, just know that this time tomorrow you'll probably be rolling over for your second sleep. Oh yeah,
and
baby.
If you work Saturdays, well, we're really sorry.
Yeah. Totally fair, yeah. So, question for you. On Tuesday, I arrived home from work and a florist kind of van was pulling out of my driveway, doing a bit of a U-turn in my driveway, and he stopped and said, oh, sorry, do you know, insert my neighbour's name here. Mm-hmm. And I said, yes, I do. He said, oh, there's no one home. Do you mind if I leave a bouquet of flowers with you to drop over? I said, of course, no problem. So I took the flowers, texted my neighbour, let her know that the flowers were there, and she said, ah, I'm away this week with her husband,
oh,
but her son is around. I'll text him and tell him to pop over to you later. Roll on, no word from him. I knocked in once, there was no sign of anyone home. It is now Friday.
And you still have the flowers?
The flowers are starting to wilt.
Oh my God.
And I wonder at what point do we accept that if someone's to get the benefit from these flowers, can I vase them up?
Yeah, because are they just sitting in the water?
They're currently sitting in the water. I've topped with water a couple of times. They're in my porch, but they're starting to look a little bit on the shoddy side.
You've topped them up a couple of times. That's mad.
Sorry, not even. Sorry, a couple of times was probably just a figure of speech. I topped them up once.
All right, okay.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. And I've been keeping an eye on them and I've had them out by the light, but we're just me and this neighbour keep missing each other and the woman who they belong to isn't around, I don't believe, all week weekend.
But it's not that bad out. You could probably leave it on their porch, could you?
No, but they're going to be dead.
Yeah.
You mean leave them outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose you could. Gust of wind, though, would be a bit miserable looking, wouldn't it? A big
is haggard. That not how flowers grow, though?
No, but realistically, if she's not going to get to them until she's back from holidays, they're goosed.
They're goosed. So can I use them then? Can I just start?
I would. Because like you kind of need to snip off the bottoms, give them a new bit of...
I'd say, yeah.
Like sucker power.
Yeah.
Put it in a vase and put it somewhere like nice in your house that you like. And then if they come, grand, give them the vase and they just say, hand the vase back whenever you're done with the flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I think you should do that.
Yeah, do that.
So you're protecting them.
Yeah, fair. Fair. Okay, great. This is lovely. Big bouquet of flowers.
Are they nice?
Oh, they're absolutely gorgeous. All the real summery colours, all the pinks and purples.
Oh, lovely.
Wouldn't you be raging if you spent so much money on flowers for someone and they just don't use them?
The nosiness in me is like, I want to open that card. Who are they from?
Oh, yeah.
What did she do? What was her good deeds? But I haven't.
You should open up the card, read it, and then write a new card that says the exact same thing. then you know what it says.
It's a very good point.
There you go.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
Spin if you want to win your way to Dua Lipa.
I'm so sorry. I'm actually really sorry. We have Dua Lipa tickets after 10 with Michaela. I'm so sorry to interrupt. But I have some terrible news to bring you this morning.
Rude as hell.
It's sort of a personal issue, if you don't mind humouring me this time. As the death has occurred, of all of my orchids.
Oh, no.
Christ, I did not know where this
Here
was
we
going.
Go.
Thank God.
My three orchids leaf this world, thirsty AF, after a slow and agonizing death, screaming for water that did not come. My three orchids will be sadly missed by my Monstera deliciosa, my Asparagus densiflorus, my Pilipepero meodes, my Sterilisa reginae, my Dracaena trifaxiata, and my little cactus. My three orchids were predeceased by my geraniums, my hyacinths, my sunflower, my Gynora oranta acciata, my succulents, and my Hypoestesis philostachiata. You know the one?
Yeah, yeah.
The orchids who haven't flowered in about 3 years and whose stems were amputated long ago have existed only in leaf form for years.
Oh,
well, that's not good.
And they now exist in my kitchen bin. As always, you can leave your thoughts in the spin book of condolences at 087 711 1038. Yeah, finally had to give them the... The dump.
Read, do more Harry Potter spells. They're very good. Hydrangea geranium. I like that.
I have had orchids, I think, since I was in first year of college. I think my first house plant was when I moved into my little student accommodation in Galway and I bought myself an orchid and I was very good at keeping them alive. I repotted them. I went to plant shops and bought orchid potting mix.
Yeah.
And the last 3 years, they've just been literal leaves. I can't get them to do anything.
I think as well, for your first starter plant, that's a tough starter. They need a lot.
Can I ask,
TLC.
Like,
I don't know how to keep them going.
People say, like, potted plants and stuff, it's like a hobby, right?
Mm.
But, like, it's probably only, what, about 4 minutes out of your day?
Yeah.
Is that, like, what joy do you get out of them?
I've never understood.
Like, I'd like to get into it. It looks cool and all. And like,
it's not, like, going to take up loads of your time,
I suppose. I'd love a Venus flytrap.
You got to, like, prune them and stuff as well a little bit. But I've really done my best with the orchids, but they're goosed. Mm. And they were just two, like, leafy stumps. And I just let them go.
That's so sad.
Slow and agonising death it has been.
You got to stop feeding them with Coca-Cola.
I did get two new plants yesterday to replace a few deaths.
Oh, good.
That's a really disrespectful thing to do, to move in so quickly with two brand new ones.
Emma, I need that oxygen, you know?
Yes.
They be transferring that CO2.
Do you mind if we talk about something else? I find it really awkward having plant conversations with you, Ashley.
Why?
I'm like, is it now? Is now the time to
What?
You might have noticed just any time you bring up plants for the last like year and a bit, I swiftly move the conversation on to anything, as in, where did you get your freckle from?
I thought you were really interested in that freckle.
You might remember that you bought me an orchid for my 30th.
Oh, yeah.
She arrived at the door with a little houseplant for me.
How is the orchid?
It was a beauty.
And anytime you come over to my house, I tend to move any houseplant out of the downstairs area so you don't question where the orchid is. The orchid is... long dead.
Long?
long. I think I got about 3 months out of that last.
Oh, wow.
What?
3 months is
it
much.
It would have lasted longer in a shop. Oh, my God.
You just admitted you killed two?
After years.
Yeah.
After years. Yeah. And they were ones I bought myself.
After years, really?
I actually cannot believe the weight off my shoulders. That has been bothering me for so long. I'm always like, one day now, Ashley's going to ask me about that orchid and I'm going to have to lie to her face.
Oh, my God.
I'm not talking to you for the rest of the show. I'm going to talk to Dave.
Well, you've never got me a plan, so I'm not talking to you.
Damn. It's Billie Eilish.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
My question is, can I go to a fancy restaurant and not eat anything? Voice notes are really welcome. 087 711 103. I'm begging you to help me with this. Okay, here's the crack, right? The lads are... I haven't seen my mates in a while. And they
home,
said...
Home lads.
Yeah, and like, to be fair, they're always in town. They work in town and everything like that. But we're all so busy, we never really hang out anymore. Do you know what I mean? So they said, will we go for dinner or something on Saturday? We can go drinks after. And I was like, yeah, sounds good. Let's do that, okay? So they book Six by Nico.
Oh, wow. Oh, hello.
Right?
Right.
If you don't know, Six by Nico is a very, very fancy restaurant off Dawson Street. And I'm kind of like, okay, that's very fancy. My mates are not fancy at all, but okay, let's go and try Six by Nico.
They're going hard on this.
I don't know much about Six by Nico. Okay. And so I say, yeah, cool. So there's eight of us going, right? And so I'm like, we're excited to meet up with the lads or whatever. And then my anxious self, I need to go and look at the menu, see what I'm ordering.
Of course.
Apparently it's not really an ordering thing. It's a tasting menu. So you pay your money and here's what you get. So
right, you
get like,
you
get a 6-course meal, right? And there's obviously drinks and things like that as well. And I'm like looking at this menu going, I will not eat a single thing on this menu. I can't even pronounce what's on this menu.
Just in case you're new to the show, Dave famously has a very limited palate.
Very limited.
Yeah,
very limited
diet. Chips, really, is kind of the
okay,
whole
it's not
thing.
That bad.
Chicken nuggets, chicken fillet rolls.
Yeah, it's a great life. Yeah. And I don't understand why you'd ever veer away from that.
What kind of food are they talking on the menu, do you know?
I don't know, but I can't understand it.
I know what's going on there at the moment.
There was something about chicken Thai, and I was like, why would it be Thai chicken? And my barber was like, no, it's not Thai chicken, it's the Thai of a chicken.
Oh yeah, that's okay.
I know that in Six by Nico they do like different themed menus.
Yes, yeah.
And at the moment it's Tokyo themed.
Yes.
So it's all Japanese food.
It's all Japanese food.
You're not going to eat that.
No, that's what I'm saying. I've had Japanese food recently. I had like sushi. Not my vibe at all.
It's not your vibe.
And I'm sure like it's probably really nice for if you're a foodie. I'm not a foodie. I'm the complete opposite of a foodie. And so I said to the lads, I was like, oh, do you know what? This sounds crap. I'm like, I'm not interested in this. It's too much. It's too posh for me. It's too fancy.
Everyone else is like, it sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what a beautiful night out with your friends.
Yeah. But I'm of the vibe where it's like, do you know what? I know I won't eat anything. And I'll just be sitting there watching everyone else eat. And I'll be like, sorry, I don't like that. I don't like that. That's miso soup. That's like my least favourite thing in the world. Like, I hate it. I don't understand why it's on any menu. It's disgusting. But anyway, no offence. I'm sure Six by Nico chefs, you're great. But it's just
for
me.
They couldn't possibly be taking offence to this because this is a you problem.
Yeah, it's definitely a me issue.
Absolutely.
So anyway, I said to the lads, I was like, do you know what? I'm not going to go and I'll meet you for drinks after. And they were like, what do you mean you're not going to come? Like, we haven't seen each other in ages. Like, that's why we're going. Like,
we can actually have a chat.
We can all
dinner and
chat
everything.
Out, like, and whatever. And I was like, all right, like, Jesus, fine. I'll go. Like, can I go to this restaurant and not eat anything? Can I be like, sorry, I'm actually fine. I'm stuffed.
I'm just here to have a drink or two.
And hang out with the lads.
Beforehand.
So I've said this to three people, being like, it's kind of one of those questions where it's like I know what the answer they'll tell me, but I'll ask it anyway just
because. Yeah.
And they've each given me the wrong answer. I've been like, I can go to this restaurant without eating anything, right? And they're like, oh, I wouldn't think you could do that. What do you mean? Well, of course you can.
Surely,
like,
there's something on the dessert menu that could keep you going, you'd imagine.
I don't know. I actually don't know.
How many of you are going?
Eight.
And so they're making a fair bang off.
So they booked it for eight. I'm like, if seven people are eating and one person is not, that's fine, right? Like, that's great. I'll order a drink.
It is a tricky one.
So I'm curious, and I really would love your help if you frequent posh restaurants, but you're not a foodie. Especially, I'd love to hear from you. But 087-711-103, let us know. Can I go to this restaurant and not eat anything, or do I have to just like suck it up and eat it and be like, I don't like it?
Maybe somebody might work in a restaurant and know the etiquette better.
Yeah, the etiquette
as well.
Would be amazing. I know the etiquette is going to be like, David, you shouldn't do that. I don't care what I shouldn't do. I know I shouldn't do it, but
can I do? Yeah.
Can I get away with it?
Okay.
Like, legally, can they kick me out of the restaurant?
Get in touch. Get your voice notes in.
Can I go to this restaurant and just not eat anything? They're going to Six by Nico. And I know I'm just not going to eat anything because I'm not a foodie. And I know people are like, you don't have to be a foodie to eat at Six by Nico or whatever. But it's just too fancy for me. I'm more of a chicken nuggets and chips kind of guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's my vibe.
But at
I'm
the same
sorry
time,
about it.
You could sit it out and meet them afterwards, but they seem quite keen that, like,
yeah, no,
it was since you've had a catch up.
Apparently, we all have to be together. So, yeah, I'm curious. Can I go to this restaurant and just not eat anything? 087-711-1038. Voice notes are really welcome on this. Please help me out.
What do you think, Adela? Can he go to this restaurant and eat nothing?
I wouldn't find the problem in that if your friends would consume food, you know, like, because in the end, that's like, okay, the restaurant wants to serve food, so they will. You will be just one person who wouldn't.
Yes.
But I wouldn't see a problem in that. Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
You know what else as well? Like, an 8-person table is the same size as if there were 7 people.
Yes, that's very true.
So it's not really making much difference.
That's a good point, yeah.
That's Adela, that's the perfect answer. Thank you so much. You're absolutely correct.
That's what he wanted to hear.
that's absolutely. Like, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Amazing.
Thanks, Adela.
Appreciate you.
Thanks.
Good luck. Have a great day.
Bye.
This is great. See, that's one for me. One out of one.
Now.
One out of one cup. But you see, like, I just, in my opinion, it's not like, there's eight of us going and one of us is eating and the seven aren't.
Yeah.
It's seven people are eating and one isn't. Mm. Do you know what I mean? That's more than enough. And I don't want to be putting the chefs under pressure.
On a Saturday night, after
oh, that's
all.
The real reason.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. I'm actually Marvin, but I don't want to put them under pressure.
All right, can Dave go to this restaurant and eat nothing? Get your voice notes in on 087 711 1038.
Can I go to this restaurant and just not eat anything? Can I just sit at the table and enjoy the company? That is my friends, 087 711 1038.
This is really good public service radio we got going on here.
It
yeah,
really
I think
is.
People will actually take the advice.
For
on this
facts,
for future.
I think I will too. Nicola was on.
Hey guys, absolutely no issue with one person not eating.
Oh.
Just explain to them when you go in, there's seven of us eating, one is just going to have a couple of drinks, there's going to be no issue.
Okay, oh God. Interesting.
I'm so nervous.
I think that's a good point, because like you might have allergies or any sort of issues, you know?
Yeah. I'm allergic to Tokyo, yeah.
For all they know, you're not feeling very well.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I was kind of thinking about that as well. I'm like, sorry, lads, I'm just really unwell.
Or for all they know, you're on a medication that you can't eat certain foods. Like,
yes.
But he can drink away.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll probably be extra accommodating of you,
that's
actually.
Brilliant. Thank you, Nicola.
Jill is standing by as well. What do you think Dave can do here, Jill?
Now, have you looked to see if there's a kids menu?
I don't think Six by Nico does kids menus, to be honest with you. Jill.
How are they going to survive with no kids venues?
Honestly, I agree. I think
that's actually a good shout.
Do you think you could just get a mini little burger and chips?
A little slider.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Sliders, yeah. And it came all the way from Tokyo.
I think that's a good idea, Jill. I think he should check for a kids menu.
Yeah, totally. Good shout.
And record yourself asking for it as well, if you don't mind.
My new question is, what's more embarrassing, not eating anything or asking for the kids menu?
Oh, class. Thanks, Jill.
You should stick to the drink, baby.
Yeah, I think you're dead right, Jill. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Good
bye.
Luck.
Talk to you later. Also, voice notes coming in. This one is from Ali.
Dave, just say nothing and then tell them that you're going to be late to order without you and then arrive when their food arrives. Sorted.
That's actually a good shout, actually.
Yeah. You know,
that's decent.
It's a good idea, but there's also, I think we've established maybe some easier ways to handle it. Even
and also, I think there's like six courses.
Yeah.
Well, at what point do you arrive?
Tricky. What if I arrive at course four and they're like, here's four courses all at once. Catch up.
Brandon, what do you reckon Dave should do here?
You're having a bit of a pickle, Dave. You don't know whether you can go to Six Point Eco or
bro,
not.
Bro, if they have pickles, I'm definitely not going. Tell me this, can I go to this restaurant and not eat anything? What do you think, Brandon?
I think you could. Yeah. There's no problem in it. The heat's taken off you. The rest of the lads will be eating something, so there's no heat on you to eat. But I would try it, Dave. I'd give it a shot.
Would you?
Brandon, you were saying your girlfriend is a picky eater like Dave, yeah?
And I mean, she's a picky eater compared to what Dave is. She's
worse.
Bread and butter most days.
Really?
So
God.
She gave it a shot, Dave, and she absolutely loved it.
Really?
Six by Nico.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
and
well.
As well, it's kind of, sometimes it can be basic dishes with a bit of a twist.
Yeah.
Like I said, you can get a margarita, pizza last time I was there, and just fish and chips. So there was different options, so you'll definitely like, I'd definitely give it a crack.
Okay, interesting.
You didn't go Japanese night now, Brandon, did you?
No, Tokyo now. I'm not going to lie, Dave. I had a little look at that Tokyo menu. That might be a bit 50-50 now. I was going, to be honest with you. But,
Brandon, I'm kind of thinking the exact same. Okay,
yeah,
interesting.
He should give it a go as well.
Yeah.
Give it a whack, guys.
Thanks very much,
thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
Enjoy. Have a good day.
Good luck, bro.
Bye. Is your head getting a bit melted now, Dave?
I'm going mad.
Now you think you want to have it, don't you?
Now I'm like, I don't know what to do. What if I don't order food and everyone's food arrives? I'm like, crap, that looks amazing.
Or what if you taste someone's and it's yummy?
Yeah.
After making the big point when you go in first,
and
say,
after I told them, I'm sick.
What if they all come out with chips?
Oh, you'd be fuming. This in as well.
Let me alleviate your pressure there. One time we went there, I couldn't get a babysitter, so I had to take my kid, and she was served chips.
Oh, class.
So you're sorted, don't worry. Give them a call and they'll be able to sort something out for you.
Oh my
and
gosh.
I'll just tell the lads, when we go in, you tell her that you couldn't get a babysitter for me.
That's what you say. There's no babysitter, so give them some chips.
The baba needs some chips.
Very good. Okay, what are you doing?
I don't know. Figure it out.
Recharged. There was a lot of very interesting comments and opinions on this morning.
A lot of people understood me, I think, though. I wasn't expecting that, and I appreciate
that. Yeah, they did.
Joe was on.
I am going against the majority and say, put your big boy pants on and just pick something off the menu. Full stop, end the story.
Okay, whoa.
Oh, well, angry mammy vibes there from Joe.
Joe, how dare you?
But maybe you did need a bit of a talking to.
Maybe I did.
What are you thinking now?
Only to impress Joe, I am going to try the food.
Good on you.
Okay, I guarantee you, the plates will be going back full.
Yeah, and he'll be sending you the bill, Joe.
Exactly, dead right. I'm going to try the food out, Joe. I'm going to pull my big boy pants up. I'm going to try the food, and I'm going to come back to you with a review of each dish that I try on Monday. I'm doing this for you. I'm not happy about it. I hope you know that. You're ruining my weekend, Joe.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, good morning.
What's
morning.
Up?
I saw something really awkward happen yesterday, and it's kind of something that I've never really considered a possibility, but it must happen all the time. I witnessed the Viking splash stuck in traffic.
Okay. Why is that awkward?
Your man it's always stuck was in traffic. Flummoxed. Mm. He hadn't a clue what to be saying to them.
Oh, go on.
Because usually he points out the sights of Dublin. He does a bit of a tour. This is the head Viking I'm talking about. And like he might like say, oh, we're going to like say arr when we come up to this person on this corner. So there's a bit of anticipation. But it was stuck like on a bend just outside Lidl on Ainger Street for ages, like stuck in the lights. Didn't move. Like two lights went by and it still didn't move.
Oh, God.
And he was literally like he was fully like shrugging his shoulders, like looking around, kind of like chatting to people who were like waiting at the lights.
Oh, no.
Kind of looked over at us. He did 1 hour and he was like, come on guys, we can do better than that.
Oh,
and
no.
And then he did it again and like no one did it.
Oh.
And it, like, what if the Viking splash got stuck in a really bad jam?
Yeah, do you remember
and
that
time was up
that Friday when like the whole city came to a standstill,
when the city's like gridlocked? What do you do?
Oh my God.
I witnessed him.
I put the curtains up. I couldn't deal.
Imagine people were hopping over the side of the boat.
Yeah, this is crap.
Can't deal with this. We're not getting anywhere.
Oh, it'd be so cringe.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Guys, it's one of my favourite nights in all of the year.
Friday.
Yeah, but it's culture night.
Woo!
I kind of think of it as a Dublin thing because I've only ever done it in Dublin, but it's all over the country.
Yeah. I didn't know it was all
thousands
over the country.
Of events happening everywhere. It's just a celebration of every type of culture, every random possible interest someone might have.
Whoever came up with this whole event is a bit of a genius,
it's
I think.
Lovely. Yeah. It's lovely.
It's like a national fla for just like one day.
Yeah, for right whatever. Back. Yeah, like last year I didn't book anything, but I kind of just like went into town and all I saw on my doorstep was like a roller disco on Dame Street. I went and did a tour of a Georgian building. I watched some opera in the Dublin City Council grounds.
What? All free, question mark?
All free. Everything is free. I went to a mariachi band in Temple Bar. I saw some choirs in City Hall. It's so fun.
That sounds amazing.
It's like all doors are open. You just like stroll in places.
I remember Drury Street last year was just hopping for culture night. It was really fun.
Yeah. But like Drury Street's kind of always hopping in fairness. Whereas at least Culture Night, it kind of expands beyond. So if you are at nothing this evening, you can get into town or wherever you are. Like there's loads of stuff going on everywhere. I would recommend. And I have crafted the ultimate Culture Night route.
Okay.
I've gone through all the events happening in Dublin. There's 40 pages of events on their website. And I've gone through them all. You may need the art of teleportation to tackle all of this.
Okay.
Or one of those lads who might give you a spin on the bikes.
True, yeah. Or a.k.a. rickshaw.
Rickshaw, the word wouldn't come to me.
Dublin's teleportation service.
Rickshaw.
Yeah. But I think this captures a bit of everything.
Okay. Well, we've only 47 minutes left on the show, so go through everything that's possible.
I will. No. I've picked out the top tier events. So we're going to kick off in Blanchardstown Library because it's going to be absolutely lit there tonight. Okay. Dungeons and Dragons tournaments.
Oh, that's
happening
cool.
The whole time.
That's a good crack.
After your campaign with
that's
Dungeons and Dragons, you can swing by the Lego exhibition, also in the library, by the Irish Lego User Group.
Oh, interesting.
What a little squad. Then on the way, you can pop out by balloon modelling with Esmeralda, also in Blanche Library.
Good.
Okay.
Blanche is lit today.
On your way from Blanche Library into town. Have you ever wanted a glimpse of Tibetan Buddhism?
Always.
Because you can get that. It's in the Phoenix Park. And then after that, you can go on a disco bike. Go to a bike disco.
A bike disco.
Yes.
Disco. Oh my God, that's what you're
very different to a disco bike.
Very different to a disco bike. And cycle your way back into town. Back in town, you can visit the glove factory.
Where is that?
And attend a demonstration on the making of gloves.
Class.
Unbelievable. There's an event called Have a Look Inside an Ambulance.
You're joking me.
You can go to that. I'll be at that.
No way.
It's in the Liberties. I've always wanted to see inside an ambulance.
I've always wanted to go to the Liberties.
Near Trinity, you can attend a flamenco dance class.
Ooh, very
before
nice.
Before heading for a bus tour of Dublin Port. Cool.
That'll
why
be a
not?
Short bus
that'd
tour.
That'd be fun. Seeing all the containers.
Yeah.
Have a little look inside.
Yeah.
And we'll round off the night with some music, as would be appropriate.
Yes.
Ever want to see bankers singing songs? Well, you can go see the AIB Choral Society concert.
Wow.
Happening. Good on
them. And finally, end the night in St. Finian's Lutheran Church with an organ marathon.
Oh, cool.
Organ and marathon. Not two words I expect to hear in the same sentence.
Ever.
A Lutheran church.
Yeah, I know.
That's interesting that it's there.
I don't know what's going on.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. An organ marathon.
I cannot wait.
It's fantastic.
Can we go now?
Yeah, I know.
I feel like we've made a fatal error. We should have done our own little culture night event, three of us.
We are. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's Spins Fully Charged.
And it's free every morning.
Yeah, every morning.
When you wake up.
From 7.
Between 7 and 10.
I can't wait to check out that ambulance.
Yo, that's for real.
Both yous will be, honestly.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys, it's one of my favourite nights in all of the year.
Friday.
Yeah, but it's culture night.
Woo!
I kind of think of it as a Dublin thing because I've only ever done it in Dublin, but it's all over the country.
Yeah. I didn't know it was all
thousands
over the country.
Of events happening everywhere. It's just a celebration of every type of culture, every random possible interest someone might have.
Whoever came up with this whole event is a bit of a genius, I
think. Lovely. Yeah. It's
like
lovely.
It's like a national fla for just like one day.
Yeah, for right whatever. Back. Yeah, like last year I didn't book anything, but I kind of just like went into town and all I saw on my doorstep was like a roller disco on Dame Street. I went and did a tour of a Georgian building. I watched some opera in the Dublin City Council grounds.
Class. All free, question mark?
All free. Everything is free. I went to a mariachi band in Temple Bar. I saw some choirs in City Hall. It's so fun.
That sounds amazing.
It's like all doors are open. You just like stroll in places.
I remember Drury Street last year was just hopping for culture night. It was really fun.
Yeah. But like Drury Street's kind of always hopping in fairness, whereas at least Culture Night, it kind of expands beyond. So if you are at nothing this evening, you can get into town or wherever you are, like there's loads of stuff going on everywhere. I would recommend. And I have crafted the ultimate Culture Night route.
Okay.
I've gone through all the events happening in Dublin. There's 40 pages of events on their website and I've gone through them all. You may need the art of teleportation to tackle all of this.
Okay.
Or one of those lads who might give you a spin on the bikes.
True. Yeah. Or AKA rickshaw.
Rickshaw. Yeah. The word wouldn't come to me.
Dublin's teleportation service.
Rickshaw.
Yeah. But I think this captures a bit of everything. Okay.
Well, we've only 47 minutes left on the show, so go through everything that's followed.
I will. No. I've picked out the top tier events. So we're going to kick off in Blanchardstown Library because it's going to be absolutely lit there tonight. Okay. Dungeons and Dragons tournaments.
Oh, that's
happening
cool.
The whole time.
That's good, crack.
After your campaign with
that's
Dungeons and Dragons, you can swing by the Lego exhibition, also in the library, by the Irish Lego User Group.
Oh, interesting.
What a little squad. Then on the way, you can pop out by Balloon Modelling with Esmeralda, also in Blanche Library.
Good.
Okay.
Blanche is lit today.
On your way from Blanche Library into town. Have you ever wanted a glimpse of Tibetan Buddhism?
Always.
Because you can get that. It's in the Phoenix Park. And then after that, you can go on a disco bike. Go to a bike disco.
A bike disco.
Yes.
Disco. Oh my God, that's what you're
very different to a disco bike.
Very different to a disco bike. And cycle your way back into town. Back in town, you can visit the glove factory.
Where is that?
And attend a demonstration on the making of gloves.
Class.
Unbelievable. There's an event called Have a Look Inside an Ambulance.
You're joking me.
You can go to that. I'll be
no
at that.
Way.
It's in the Liberties. I've always wanted to see inside an ambulance.
I've always wanted to go to the Liberties.
Near Trinity, you can attend a flamenco dance class.
Ooh, very
before
nice.
Before heading for a bus tour of Dublin Port. Cool.
That'll
why
be a
not?
Short bus
that'd
tour.
That'd be fun. Seeing all the containers.
Yeah.
Have a little look inside.
Yeah.
And we'll round off the night with some music, as would be appropriate. Yes. Ever want to see bankers singing songs? Well, you can go see the AIB Choral Society concert.
Wow.
Happening. Good on them. And finally, end the night in St. Finian's Lutheran Church with an organ marathon.
Oh, cool.
An organ and marathon. Not two words I expected to hear in the same sentence.
Ever.
A Lutheran church.
Yeah, I know.
That's interesting that it's there.
I don't know what's going on.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. An organ marathon.
I cannot wait.
It's fantastic.
Can we go now?
Yeah, I know.
I feel like we've made a fatal error. We should have done our own little culture night event, three of us.
We are. It's Emma, Dave and Aisling. It's Spins Fully Charged.
And it's free every morning.
Yeah, every morning.
When you wake up.
From 7.
Between 7 and 10.
I can't wait to check out that ambulance.
Yo, that's for real.
Both yous will be, honestly. So this time yesterday, I was asking for your help. I'm in a new relationship and Jack is his name. He lives in England and he was flying over yesterday evening.
Yup, Jack.
And I'd said earlier in the week, I'm going to make a really nice dinner now. So when you get in off the plane, there'll be something really hearty at home and blah, blah, blah.
That's so lovely of you.
And then when we got to yesterday, I was like, oh crap, I have to actually do this today. And I'm a grand cook. I'm not a great cook. So I was asking for your advice yesterday. Would I go for maybe a chicken stir fry, maybe go for a steak, or go totally rogue and just make really fun pancakes on a Thursday? The overarching and absolute winner on this was steak. I got a lot of disdain and potential hate for the pancake idea.
See, it's not Lent.
It's not Lent.
It's not the start of
Lent.
Yeah,
that would just be confusing.
That's true, that's true. So I was like, right, okay, steak it is. And I promised, I said, I'm going to go to a literal butcher's and I'm going to get two steaks and all the rest. So off I went yesterday. Guys, cooking a big three-course meal is very stressful, I learned yesterday.
Oh, three courses.
Did you do all the courses?
I did three courses, yeah. I laid the table, I lit candles.
That was course one and two.
I had all the cutlery out. So I started with my... And I think, you know, I when I do something, like, I don't have loads of dishes I can do well, but I can make a good leek and potato soup.
Oh, it's always this bloody leek and potato soup.
I think it's the only thing you make. I swear to God.
No, he arrived in the door and he was greeted with soup with a little bit of cream, few croutons. Proper order.
Right? Very nice.
Cool. We moved on proper to the steak. Order. So I'd had a few hours of stress about chips because I wanted to make homemade chips.
Yeah.
So I kind of parboiled some spuds to get them somewhat ready. Then chopped them up. I'd never made homemade chips before, yeah. Mm. Added a little bit of seasoning. Added a bit of honey because I saw somewhere online that might give it a nice touch.
Oh, look at you.
Did the same with carrots. Parboiled them, chopped them up, got them in and ready as well. With the honey, right?
Yeah, carrots and the honey, yeah.
Carrots came up a treat. Absolute beauties. I couldn't really get the chips to brown off for me, right? Now, in the meantime, because there was potatoes left, I was like, I'll throw a couple of roasties in. They may or may not be eaten. We can figure that out. They can go into the fridge if they have to for a few days or whatever. But also, while I was dusting around Tesco, I picked up a bit of potato gratin. So, there was a lot of potato on the menu. There was homemade chips, roast potatoes, and potato gratin.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Anyway. So that was grand. Everything was going well, apart from, as I said, the chips just weren't really browning off. They weren't crisping for me. I didn't know what I was doing wrong. So I was like, do you know what I'll do now? I'll
turn the oven on.
I'll grill them just to brown them off slightly.
Okay.
Just for the last few seconds.
Yeah.
Then I went to the bathroom. Then I got distracted by my phone. Then I realised he was on the way and I looked like a piece of poo.
Oh.
I had to kind of sort myself out. And then I came down the stairs to swirling smoke. And I absolutely cremated said chips. So that's fine.
Nice.
To be honest,
were they black?
They were black, yeah. Yeah.
Why is the grill like, why is it so intense?
It's so
relaxed.
I was like, would you calm down? They've been in the oven for like an hour and they're not even
crisping.
Yeah,
like what? Suddenly I just flick grill and then we're like dead.
Yeah, exactly. The house is more or less on fire. The place stinks. So anyway, there was no harm because there was too much potatoes going on anyway, so it was grand. Anyway, went down an absolute treat, got the pepper sauce going on. I've never seen a happier man in my life. And then it was like, don't stuff yourself too much. Got to go for round three.
Hang on, rewind. What the hell happened with the steak?
Sorry, the steak was beautiful. We cooked it there and then.
How'd you do it? Fry it?
Yeah. You want, why, is that bad?
I don't know.
No,
that's how you cook.
Listen to the vegetarian and how to cook a steak.
I actually don't know.
Absolutely fry it, yeah. Unreal. Fried it. Don't put that in the grill.
Are we well done on it?
Medium rare.
Good man, a man after my own heart.
I was happy with that. I was the other side. I left mine on for an extra couple of minutes. I only ate half of mine. They were massive bloody yolks. €14 for two steaks. I was like,
that's actually all right, to be fair. Yeah. If it was a good steak, yeah.
Anyway, I gave him half of mine as well because I was just a bit stuffed. Then, course three was ice cream and apple crumble slightly heated.
Very
lovely.
Nice.
Oh my God, that's a classic.
I think I'll probably be proposed to by the end of the weekend.
Oh, 100%.
After that.
You're at least in for another month anyway.
Yeah, you've got them sorted.
He actually said, I feel like crying. He said, this is the nicest thing.
You know it's his meal. It's his turn now.
I know, yeah.
There you go.
This is the nicest. He said, I feel like crying.
Oh, that's great review.
I know. I was like, well, thank you very much.
I'd be buzzing, to be fair.
One more tune.
That's actually my least favourite part of the week.
I enjoy it.
Do you?
Yeah. It means we've only half an hour left.
Yeah. I might bow out of that from now on if that's cool.
You just don't like the singing part, is it?
So lousy. Be a team player, David.
That's what you were told in your last employee review, wasn't it?
I just feel like, the singing is a bit... I've always told, ever since I joined radio, don't sing on air. And then now we just do it for a good 10
there
seconds
no
on a Friday.
There are no rules on this show.
Is there not?
Yeah, we play about
anything you learned about radio before the show, out of your mind.
Gone. Okay, gone. Grand.
Yeah. You start again over here.
Let's sing it again. One more tune.
My favourite bit is when it goes, one more tune.
Gorgeous.
Okay, once a week, myself and David Aisling, we go head to head on One More Tune. We all choose a song, and essentially, from what you hear, you choose a song that you want to play in full at the end of the show. I've gone back to 2016 this morning on a song I forgot existed. Such a big song back then. Can't believe it's nearly about 8 years ago now. If you would like to hear Alesso and Heroes close the show today, it's Emma in a WhatsApp now, please. 087 711 1038 to get your vote in.
I've been going a bit rogue on my choices recently, but I'm going back to my roots of rock. I've gone for this.
I wanna be a good boy, I wanna be a gangster, cause you can be the beauty and I could be the monster.
Italian Eurovision winners Maneskin and I Wanna Be Your Slave. Do you want that to play as the last song of the show and kick off the weekend in style? Then it's Dave in a WhatsApp. 087 711 1038.
I went for a classic boy band last week, so it's all about the girls this week. I've gone for this. That is Fifth Harmony and Worth It. And if you want to hear that in full, it is Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Okay, if you want to hear Alesso and Heroes, that's Emma in a WhatsApp now, please.
Oh, yeah, if you want to hear Maneskin, I Want to Be Your Slave, it's Dave in a WhatsApp, thank you.
Or if you want to hear Fifth Harmony and Worth It, play that sex. It's Aisling in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Is that not Floor East?
That's Floor East.
It is, but there's a saxophone
right
in this too.
I was going to say, that's the wrong song.
No, I do know that.
Okay, it's actually the wrong song, Ash.
Our producer Callum, time to get some steam out, let out a bit of anger at the end of the week, and bring us the worst bits of the week.
We are his punching bag.
Mm-hmm. Passive aggressive anger, I would never hit any of you. What a week
again.
It's...
Not for the third time.
What a week it's been. The weather has been unbelievable. It's culture night tonight. Woo. And it's 96 days until Christmas.
Ooh.
But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. And in a worst bits first, we actually throw it back to this time last week where Emma completely fluffed her lines.
I'm a huge Katy Perry pan.
You're a huge Katy Perry pan. A Katy Perry pan. That's amazing.
That's funny.
I know it's against the worst bits of the week because they're technically the worst bits of the
last week.
Week and the tiny little.
That's just a bonus.
Yeah, just a little bonus. Katy Perry pan.
Got everything so wrong there.
Yeah. We were chatting about Ben Affleck and J-Lo earlier on in the week. They were spotted having lunch and people were talking to the magazine Page Six. But poor Dave got very confused.
It's what always Page hell? Six. What page? What magazine is Page Six on? It's always they were talking to Page Six.
No, Page Six is a magazine.
It is a magazine.
All right. I was like, of the Irish Independent, like of the Daily Mail. What are we talking here?
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, why do they have a full section of people that are just dedicated to Page Six?
It's the gossip page.
Like when you walk into the Daily Mail, it's like, oh, well, over there is Page Four. There's Page 11 over there.
We take a pause for some very sad audio. Here's a mega mix of when Aisling took her cat that she doesn't actually own to the vets on the Lewis.
Sound like she's crying.
It totally does.
God.
It's just very sad, isn't
it? And that was only the times I was recording.
Yeah. And finally, this week we learned that Dave gets all of his scientific knowledge from the 2006 animated film Flushed Away.
You can't cut a diamond. I'm pretty sure diamonds are, like, invincible. That's how you'd find out if a diamond was fake. You'd try to destroy it, and if you can't destroy it, it's a real diamond. Do you not remember that in Flushed Away? Remember Rita, the rat, tries to destroy the ruby and it breaks.
Oh, yeah, then it's fucked.
I've been producer Callum. They've been the worst bits of the week. Do you remember who the other main character in Flushed Away was?
Yeah, Roddy.
Roddy and Rita.
Roddy and Rita.
The rats.
So hilarious.
Yeah. What a movie.
Thank you very much, Callum. Our one more tune winner very soon. Looking forward to seeing my poor mum heading down to see her today. She had a little accident there in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, jeez.
She's fine. Like, she's in great form. But
did she wet herself?
No. She was up on her... She was on her holidays and doing a climbing rocks and just, I don't know, thinking she spent it...
Ah, Katie, you silly billy.
I know.
Katie.
And she fell on rocks and broke loads of her ribs.
Oh, nice. No, that's really bad.
But it's actually so lousy how she's getting absolutely no sympathy. Her five-year-old niece, or not niece, sorry, granddaughter Florence is just going, Granny, what were you even doing wearing flip-flops climbing rocks? That was really silly. So she's not getting much love. So
right, and give her a bit of sympathy.
A little bit of sympathy, definitely. Right, we need to get a result of one more tune.
Yes, so you've been voting for the last song of the show. It was very close this morning with 40-30-30 in the percentage calculator.
Okay, come on, 40.
And the winner this week, and taking two in a row...
Go on.
Aisling Bonner.
No! Very good.
Have a great weekend. Mind yourselves, here's Fifth Harmony and Kidding.
Enjoy Culture Night.
Worth it.
Good luck.
Talk to you Monday. Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave, and Aisling.